Ann Arbor City Council has approved asking voters in November if they support a new 1/10 of a mil tax to support art in public places. The new tax would replace the existing percent for art program as a funding source. Council did change the term public art to art in public places after many arts organizations raised concerns that if approved, the millage could hurt their fundraising efforts. Councilmember Christopher Taylor says it's a good clarification.
I think that makes great sense. Performing arts organizations were concerned that there might be a misimpression about how broad the millage proposal is. The millage proposal is really very narrow, restricted only to art in public places. It is not an operating millage for our many fine performing arts institutions here in Ann Arbor.
Taylor says he's also confident voters will approve the millage, despite concerns by some arts organizations about the short time before the election. Councilmember Jane Lum introduced a resolution calling on city staff to create an ordinance amendment that would eliminate the percent for art funding next year, regardless of the outcome of the vote. Lum's resolution was defeated 6-3, but she says it would have given voters a clearer question to answer.
This is about asking whether or not they support using public dollars fund public art, and instead of giving them this either or choice, it's a clear yes or no, and it gives us clear direction as well.
The majority of council, however, says the reaction to proposals to reduce the percent for art program over the last few years demonstrates community support for using tax dollars for art in public places. Andrew Cluley, WEMU News.